Concours Écricom 2014, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 30. Online help to pick a car and make the down payment. When Lindsay Franson thought about registering for gifts for her wedding, she realized that what she and her husband really needed was a car. Ms. Franson and her husband, Christian Burris, opened an account with a startup company that lets potential car buyers reach out to their social networks for gifts. 1 year later, the couple had scraped together a down payment from their savings and the gifts from the registry. While automakers and dealers lament that younger buyers have neither money nor brand loyalty when it comes to buying a car, a host of services are looking to the crowd to help them save for what could be the biggest purchase they will make for several years. Geared toward first-time buyers, these services, like BoostUp, a Detroit-based company that Ms. Franson and Mr. Burris used, are trying to turn car buying into a social experience. Toyota and Google, for example, have launched the Toyota Collaborator, a social car shopping tool where potential Corolla buyers can discuss decisions with friends and family in real time using Google Hangouts. The Collaborator website allows those in the conversation to customize the vehicle's exterior color, interior fabric and textures, wheels, transmission, and features including moonroofs and fog lights. After choosing the car's features, users can take a virtual drive down their own block using Google Street View. Users can also ask questions of Toyota dealers, schedule a test drive, and check whether the car they have customized is in stock. The program is starting with a handful of dealers in San Francisco. For Toyota, the aim is to be where younger shoppers hang out, online in Google's virtual hangout service. The Corolla skews very much to a younger audience that relies much more on input from friends and family than experts and brands, said Kimberly Gardner, Toyota's Director of Digital Marketing Strategy. If the Collaborator is successful, Toyota plans to introduce a similar program for another vehicle next spring. Analysts say that younger buyers are losing interest in buying cars, preferring to live in cities where public transportation is available, or to use vehicle sharing services like Zipcar and Uber. Automakers and dealers are going to have to identify new ways to engage these customers and deliver a showroom experience that enhances the process for shopping for a vehicle, said Joe Vitale, global automotive leader at Deloitte & Touche. Chrysler's Dodge brand introduced the industry's first in-house crowdfunding program, Dodge.registry.com, in January. Friends and family can contribute to a potential buyer's Dart fund by sponsoring different parts of the vehicle, like the engine or the heated seats. Users are encouraged to customize their vehicles and then use Facebook and Twitter to announce their goal and solicit donations and gifts. Younger buyers are living in a more crowded market than their parents. With more options available, they consider more brands, sometimes doubling the number of vehicles they are considering by the time they make a decision.